good morning and welcome back to Morning Ray.
I've decided to do an episode on people pleasing. Essentially, like, why do you people please? Why are us as women more likely to people please than men? Navigating it, how to overcome it, especially when it comes to people pleasing in our friendships and in relationships or dating. I know this is something I personally have always struggled with, and I think I have honestly really worked on overcoming it, have learned how to communicate my wants and needs, put myself first, and to set boundaries and stick by them, and to be able to communicate effectively, especially when it comes to dating. As usual, you guys, as lately, not usual, but I dove into some articles and did some research, so a lot of this is very factual. I'll have it all linked in the show notes, as I always do. I don't really have any current faves this week, except for the weather. It's been honestly beautiful here in Toronto, and it's been lovely and such a privilege getting to run in the sun and to just get to spend time outdoors. It's honestly kind of a tease because I feel like I have to put myself in adult jail in my apartment and do work, but I just want to be outside and play. And that is the downfall of working for yourself, because you can just go outside and play. Obviously, I have to get my work done, but like, I can go outside and play. No one's really stopping me. I'm not being held hostage in an office building. My supervisor isn't going to come check in on me. Summer is always a fun time being self-employed, but I've honestly just been having fun in the sun, as cheesy as that is, but just been having a lot of fun being, honestly, I would say a current fave is being spontaneous. I feel like I'm very much back in my saying yes to things that serve me and not making excuses or holding myself back from doing things, like just doing things because I want to do them and have fun and have experiences and kind of put myself out of my comfort zone and do things that intimidate me. Not things that make me uncomfortable in the sense that like they don't align with me or anything, but like uncomfortable from a growth standpoint, something I typically wouldn't say yes to, like plans spontaneously or hanging out with people that I'm not necessarily super close with, like just saying yes to more things and allowing myself to experience it and then decide whether or not I want to do that again, you know, that sort of thing. And honestly, I feel like it's been a lot of fun and it's been really exciting to explore this side of me and to encourage myself to be more social and more outgoing. It's been a lot of fun. So those are my current faves. A little housekeeping memo. We have our fifth Hot Girl Sweat event this Saturday, June 1st, 1:30 p.m. at Jaybird. It is totally sold out. Thank you to all of those who bought tickets and helped raise money for Fora, Network for Change. I'm so excited to sweat with all of you guys, and hopefully I get to plan another event soon. I've been having so much fun planning these and getting to meet all of you guys and move together and chat and hang out. So really, really excited. Make sure you are registered on the Jaybird website with an account if you aren't already, with the email you signed up with. Make sure to arrive at least 15 minutes early so you have enough time to get checked in and settled into the space. This episode is brought to you by none other than Jameson Vitamins. You guys, I have been using this brand for as long as I can remember. It's a brand I trust to offer a whole holistic approach to skin and hair health. With Jameson's high quality supplements and vitamin packed skincare, you can count on them to provide scientifically formulated solutions that repair and renew from the inside out. I personally have been using the Jameson Gorgeous Hair with Biotin to help reduce breakage and promote thicker hair growth, as well as I've also been a fan of the Jameson Collagen Anti-Wrinkle, as it's been clinically proven to reduce fine lines and wrinkles in only 28 days. Click the link in the show notes to learn more about Jameson Vitamins and the innovative vitamins and supplements they offer. Thank you, Jameson Vitamins, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. But why do you people please? There's a few different reasons as to why you may be a people pleaser. And I'm not going to go into explain what people pleasing is, but it is what it sounds like. You put other people's values and wants and needs above your own. You do it before like your own needs and wants, and you feel almost guilty if you say no to something they ask. So it can vary from person to person. It may even differ for you in different circumstances based on your triggers, but from my research, it can either be a trauma response, emotional dependence, or from childhood experiences / social conditioning. So with regards to people pleasing coming from a trauma response, I was reading an article on Psych Central. It can be a response to trauma or other life experiences. You might have heard of fight, flight, or freeze, but there's also something called fawning, and fawning is people pleasing to settle conflicts and maintain the approval of others in relationships. So I know I personally tend to have a history of doing this. Say you get into a disagreement with someone, or someone is upset by an action, it is, even if you know you are right and that you did nothing wrong, you will say you are wrong and apologize even though you've done nothing wrong in order to maintain the approval of someone else in that relationship. Or even say like you're in a group setting and there's three of you and two of your friends are arguing over something, and one of them is like, oh, Alana, like, don't you agree with this? And maybe you don't, but you just say that you do to stay on good terms with that person. So that's a trauma response for people pleasing. There's also emotional dependence. So emotional dependency occurs when a person has unmet psychological needs that they may try to satisfy with their interpersonal relationships. So if you have emotional dependency, you may fear being alone, you may engage in people-pleasing behaviors, you may seek exclusivity in romantic relationships, you almost like long for another person's presence, and this longing may lead you to abandon your own needs and wants to fulfill the wishes and desires of your partner instead. So trauma response, emotional dependence. I feel like I can kind of lean into like all of these at certain points depending on the scenario, but often people pleasing is a learned behavior that's originating from childhood experiences or social conditioning. So for example, children who receive praise and positive reinforcement for being helpful or obedient, or like they feel like they only receive love when they are doing something good for their parent, may learn that pleasing others is a desirable behavior and then obviously repeat that. Individuals who grow up in a dysfunctional family where they may have had to be caregivers or mediators like between parents may develop a habit of prioritizing others' needs over their own. So kind of like if you felt ever like you had to grow up and take care of your younger siblings or be the middleman between your parents if your parents got divorced, you may feel the need to be a people pleaser. There's that. And then there's also social conditioning. So social conditioning plays a role in people pleasing in many cultures. Being polite, agreeable, accommodating is a considerable behavior. I would say this is also taught to women. Like, we are taught to be polite and be caregivers and to not speak up and to agree and to just like keep quiet to make men feel happy. Individuals who may have been socialized to prioritize others' needs may find it challenging to assert their own needs and boundaries for fear of it being selfish and rude because they were just continually taught to be polite, agreeable, accommodating. To recap, why do people please? Why might you people please? It can be a trauma response. It can be due to emotional dependence. It can be from childhood experiences, and it can come from social conditioning. There are consequences that come with people pleasing, and obviously if you are a people pleaser, I'm sure you struggle with these things and can relate to it, and it can be really exhausting. But I would like to take this moment to remind you that you are not alone. Like, I have gone through all of this, and I'm not saying I don't go through this at all anymore. I definitely, it is really hard to unlearn a behavior that you've been doing for so long. But there are four things that this article, and I can attest to all of these things from being a people pleaser myself. But number one, the consequence of people pleasing is a low self-esteem. And the reason why you may have a low self-esteem if you are a people pleaser is because you base your own self-worth on others' opinions and their approval, which in return leads to a lack of self-esteem and confidence because you're not trusting your own gut instinct and your own opinion. You're almost devaluing it. When you are continually seeking validation from others, you start to lose touch with what you value and what your beliefs are, and that can lead to confusion and self-doubt. Like, you no longer have an understanding of yourself and who you are, which in turn means you have a lower self-esteem. It can also cause you to have emotional exhaustion. You feel like you're constantly like on trying to anticipate how to meet other people's needs. You're continually putting their needs above your own and doing things that might exhaust you or drain you or don't really align with your own values and beliefs, which can lead to burnout or fatigue. You may also have relationship issues, so you may struggle to maintain healthy relationships. Often people who are people pleasers are vulnerable to attracting individuals who will take advantage of your accommodating nature. So you may find it also difficult to express your own needs and boundaries, which will lead to resentment and conflict in those relationships. And lastly, the last consequence, as I'm stating here, is the difficulty with making decisions. I know that this is something I definitely struggled with and still sometimes do. I catch myself wanting to seek the help of others whenever I have a bigger decision to make. And it's almost as a way of like not trusting myself and then also seeking validation on the choice that I'm going to make. And being a people pleaser, you're really focused on valuing what other people want and expect rather than focusing on your own desires and priorities. However, you can overcome people pleasing. I can say that I really have for a lot of parts of my life. I'm not here to say that I'm perfect and that I don't ever fall into people pleasing tendencies ever. I notice it's something I'm still learning and it comes in waves. Like, I'll get really good at it and then I might take a few steps back, or like I'll half move forward and then step back, especially when it comes to my relationships in terms of like a platonic relationship with friends or even like a romantic relationship. But it really is possible to overcome these people pleasing tendencies. You just have to learn how to be aware of it and also want to take action and change the way in which you think and then choose to act. What I have found to really help for me is reflecting continuously on what my own desires, wants, and needs are, rather than focusing on external things. So what other people want or what I think other people expect of me or what I think will make them happy. I like ask myself this: if everyone else was removed, what would my choice be? Like, what is my first instinct? Say I'm choosing a pair of shoes. Do I like this pair of shoes? Not thinking, does friend X likes this pair of shoes? Does my mom? Does my sister? Will the internet? Like, will you guys? Will people think I'm cool if I have this? No, I like try to counteract all of those thoughts and just think, does Alana like these shoes? Like, ask yourself, like, do you like this? Do you want this? What is it that I want? What is it that I need? What is it that I like? And just trust it. It's going to feel weird at the beginning. You're almost not going to trust your own opinion because you're so used to seeking the validation of others. But the more you do it, the easier it becomes. And the more you start to trust yourself and your ability to make decisions for yourself. And it's very empowering. It becomes, I know, for examples like the shoe example, that's very mundane and small, but I'm telling you, it ripples into every single aspect of your life. So really reflect on, what are your desires? What are your wants? What are your needs? What are the things that you like doing, that you like eating? How do you like to spend your time? What are your opinions on things? What are your own values and morals? Not what your siblings are, not what your parents are, not what your teacher, your coworker, your manager, your friend, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, the person you're casually seeing. What are yours? Just yours, without influence of someone else in there. And then the next thing is boundaries. And I think boundaries are something that is really hard and it's not easy. And this is something that I'm still actively learning. And it's even, I find I've gotten good at setting them, but sometimes I struggle to hold them. Like I'll set a boundary and someone will try to cross it. And sometimes I'll just give in. It's okay. I'm human. I'm learning. I'm not perfect. I'm not a robot. But hopefully in one day, I will be able to set boundaries in all areas of my life and to hold to them. But if you've been listening for the pod for a while, you would know that I'm on a mission to learn another language. And that is why I have been using Rosetta Stone. They are one of the most trusted language learning programs available on both desktop and as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. They are a trusted expert for learning languages for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages being offered, everything from Spanish, French, Italian, German, Chinese, Japanese. It also has fast language acquisition. Rosetta Stone really immerses you in so many ways. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's very intuitive. You pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences, and it's really designed for long-term retention. You're not just going to learn something and then forget it if you're not constantly practicing. What I love is they also have the built-in true accent feature, which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. So it's like having a personal trainer for your accent, and you can make sure that you're pronouncing everything as you should. It's very convenient, and it has amazing value with a lifetime membership to all 25 languages. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Morning Ray listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Thank you, Rosetta Stone, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. I'm always talking about how it is possible to change your life by just focusing on getting 1% better every day, how the little things really do add up, and that can be as small as integrating a new supplement into your day-to-day routine like Seeds, DS01 Daily Symbiotic. It helps benefit your gut, skin, and heart health in just 2 little capsules a day. I personally have loved integrating Seed into my day-to-day routine. My digestion has never been better. I feel so much better, and I truly notice a difference when I'm not taking it. When I take it consistently, I feel so much better. My digestion is better, and I've never really experienced something like this from a probiotic. So that's why I continually go back to Seed and notice a difference when I stop taking it. Trust your gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/Alana and use code 25ALANA to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/Alana, code 25ALANA. Thank you, Seed, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. This year has truly gone by so quickly, and it's kind of crazy, but I think it's so important to take a moment and slow down and to really just check in. Have you hit what goals you wanted to hit? Are there things that you still want to work on? And if you haven't hit any of those goals yet and you want to make adjustments, it is so possible, and therapy can really help you take stock of your progress and set achievable goals and work towards them over the next 6 months. I personally love therapy, and I think it's always a good way to stay in check, to work through things, and to not just throw it under the rug. It's helped me become a better communicator, be able to set boundaries and stick to it. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, truly. I really don't think I would be the person who I am today and have been able to work through all my past traumas and experiences if it weren't for the help of my therapist. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So no matter what's going on this summer, you'll always have time to fit in a session quite easily. You can fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take a moment, visit betterhelp.com/Alana today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/Alana.
Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. Learning how to set boundaries is so important, and it is not rude. It is not selfish. In fact, it's okay to be selfish if you want to be. There's nothing wrong with it. You need to learn how to practice saying no to things that don't align with your own values or priorities, that don't align with who you want to be, where you want to go, and what you want to do with your life. For example, if you've been seeing a guy for a while and you would like to date them, and they're saying they don't want to date, they just want to keep casually hooking up, but you know that if you keep casually hooking up with them, you're going to get hurt and you're just going to get more attached, then you need to learn to set that boundary. And even though it is hard to walk away, you can set that boundary of, if you are not willing to progress with me in this relationship to what I want, then I can't continue to see you. And that is you showing your self-respect. And what I've learned in setting boundaries for myself is that it is a way of showing my self-respect. And by me showing my own self-respect, the right people will respect you back. Treat yourself, and that will be mirrored back to you. Your relationships are a reflection of your relationship with yourself. Like what I said during the consequences, relationship issues, people who are people pleasers are more likely to attract individuals who will take advantage of their accommodating nature. So if you want to change that, you have to change the way in which you respect yourself, talk to yourself, and speak to others. You are allowed to say no. You're allowed to set your boundary. You are allowed to take a step back. You are also allowed to change your mind if you want to. You just need to be confident enough in that decision and hold true to it for it to actually work and for it to actually follow through and for you to gain that respect back from other people. You are not here to just say yes to everything that they want you to say yes to. Say yes to things that you want to do and things that excite you, not taking into consideration the thoughts, feelings, opinions of someone else. It's not their life, it's your life, and you are allowed to say no. And doing so is not rude, unless you say it in a rude way. But you can say no in a respectful manner. You can say, no, thank you. I would prefer not to. I actually am doing this. And in fact, you don't even need to like give an explanation. I feel like the first thought of someone who people pleases is you feel the need, or at least like I feel this way, maybe I'm alone in this, but you feel the need to justify your reason why. And I always tend to do this, and I keep catching myself doing this, and it's something I'm continually and actively working on. But you don't need to justify your reason. It can simply just be. Speak up if something is bothering you. Again, I feel like I keep going back to dating situations, and I guess this one could be a little more, I don't know if it's even TMI, but say you're hooking up with someone and, you know, things are heating up, and say you don't want to do something or you want to use a condom or something like that. You have every right to speak up and say, hey, I don't want to do this. You have every right to walk away. You have every right to ask for something that you need. Like, you can literally just like speak up. It's really not a big deal. And I get it, as someone with social anxiety and a tendency to people please and to be scared of someone getting upset or feeling hurt or being offended. So what? Why are their feelings more valid than yours? Why? And ask yourself that. Why do their feelings and their opinions and thoughts, etc., value more than your own in this situation? You have every right to do what you need to do to feel your best and to feel comfortable and safe. So if you need to say no, if you need to ask for something, do that. Some of the things that the articles were saying to overcome people pleasing, and it's kind of similar to what I was saying before, but I really do think like the first thing above everything is to practice self-awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts and behaviors. Are you saying yes to something you don't want to? Are you putting other people's needs before your own? Are you constantly thinking about how will they feel? How are they going to react? Oh no, they're going to be embarrassed. This can really help you identify
identify your triggers for people pleasing and be more proactive and aware of how you tend to react in those situations and then actively change that. The next way is to set boundaries. Like I've said, setting boundaries is so important and it's not rude. Practice saying no. Practicing no to requests or activities that don't align with you or your values or your priorities or what you want in that moment. And you're allowed to change your mind. You're allowed to go back on what you said without feeling the need to justify or explain or provide a reason of any sort. The next way is learning to prioritize yourself. Make conscious efforts to prioritize your own needs and desires, even if it feels selfish. And it's going to feel selfish. It still does feel selfish a lot of the time to me. But you know what I say when I start to have that thought, like, oh, Alana, you're being so selfish? Fuck it. Literally fuck that. I'm allowed to be selfish. Half the time, the people that you are putting first and are putting their needs and wants ahead of your own are being selfish themselves for not considering your own thoughts, needs, values, beliefs, priorities, etc. Honestly, what I do to prioritize myself are the things that I'm constantly sharing on socials. Practicing self-care activities like working out, journaling, doing things that bring me joy, like going on long walks, taking myself on a solo coffee date, grabbing flowers, cleaning my space, creating a creating a playlist, reading a book, journaling. You could meditate. They also say spend time with friends and family. I would specify that spending time with friends and family that align with you and your values and your priorities. And then the last thing that the articles are saying are to challenge your negative beliefs, which is something I also always do. And I would say it's one of the things I practice the most. But basically, us as people pleasers, because I'm sure there are a ton of you listening that are people pleasers, but we tend to have negative beliefs about ourselves, such as I'm not good enough, I have to be perfect, I have to do X, Y, and Z in order for X, Y, Z person to like me, to be accepted, to fit in, blah, blah, blah. I am asking you to challenge those beliefs. Ask yourself, are those beliefs true? And then find evidence to either support that they're true, and I'm going to tell you, you're not going to find any. Maybe you find one small little tidbit, but you don't, or to refute them. And you'll find tons to refute them if you let yourself. You don't have to be perfect, and you are good enough. You are good enough in making your own decisions, having your own thoughts, opinions, and values. It is hot, sexy, and confident and attractive to be able to stand your own ground, to have your own say in a conversation, not to just agree with the next person. It is hot and attractive to not be a doormat. Why do you want people to walk all over you and tell you what to do? Why do you want to rely on other people in order to make a decision? You should be able to make your own decisions, and you should feel so confident in doing so. And the second you let yourself, you will feel so empowered, and that will ripple into the rest of your life. Like, no one wants to be insecure. No one wants to be a people pleaser. And if you feel that you are, if you feel that you are stuck in this narrative of people pleasing and this mindset, you have every power to change that. You have every power to change your narrative, to reframe your way of looking at life, to rewrite your story, to change your circumstances. You just have to want it enough. You just have to believe in yourself. You have to want to counteract and challenge those beliefs that you have believed for so long. And I'm not saying it's going to be easy. It's not. I've been doing this work for almost 5 years in therapy, and there's nothing wrong with getting help from a therapist. Literally nothing. In fact, I think it's a great idea. If you can afford it, if you have access to a counselor, some sort of support system, I think it's super beneficial, and it's been so helpful for me. I feel so much more confident, and I feel like my self-esteem is so much stronger and better and higher since I started to believe in myself and go to therapy, question the way in which I think and operate in life, and want to make it better and want to improve and not be a prisoner to these people-pleasing tendencies and these thought patterns. Because it is exhausting, like I've said. It's exhausting, it's draining, it's unfulfilling. You constantly feel like you are being walked all over, and no one likes that feeling. It feels so good being able to communicate my needs and wants to my friends, to managers, to peers, to colleagues, to partners. I really used to let a lot of people walk all over me because I was scared of sticking up for myself. And I feel like I've done a great job in a career sense whenever my manager, obviously I don't have a manager anymore, but I learned to stick up when something didn't run me the right way, when I felt like I was being disrespected, when I felt like I was being talked to inappropriately. I stood my ground because I knew what I was feeling was how I was being treated was wrong, and I knew the right way to be treated, and I wasn't scared to communicate that. I was willing to take that risk. And it doesn't mean you have to be rude about it. It really doesn't. You can do all of this in a respectful manner. There is nothing rude or selfish or wrong about setting boundaries and communicating your needs and wants. The only thing that's wrong is you ignoring them and putting other people's needs and wants before your own. And even if it means a friendship has to come to an end because that person can't respect the boundaries you need to set, then it does. And maybe you'll come back together when the time is right and when you're on the same page again. But if you need to set that boundary in a friendship, in a relationship, whatever it may be, you can. I'm giving you permission to do that. And I believe that you have the strength to do that, to show yourself the respect and love that you know you deserve. Because if you want to become this person that you're aspiring to be, this highest version of yourself, that person isn't a people pleaser. That person doesn't rely on other people in order to make decisions. That person doesn't require validation from other people when something happens in their life, whether it's good or bad. If you feel the need to instantly text, call, walk up to someone when something good or bad happens in your life because you feel like you can't give yourself that own validation as to whether or not that just happened and how you should feel about it, then I think you should question yourself and take a step back and ask yourself why. Why am I continually seeking the opinions and validation from other people? Why can't I give that to myself? So the next time something good or bad happens to you in your life, I want you to respond to yourself like you would a friend. Have a conversation with yourself instead of going to someone else. Fight the urge to text it to someone. Just be content with it within yourself. And I'm not telling you not to share anything that happens in your life to anyone else. You can. But I want you to think about, what are your behavior patterns? Why do you feel the need to continually ask for other people's opinions, thoughts, and assistance in making decisions or sharing life events? Not everything in your life needs to be immediately shared to someone else in order for you to validate it. And I'm repeating that for myself as well. Not everything in your life needs to be immediately shared to someone else in order for you to validate it. Learn to be content with your own satisfaction and validation. Encourage yourself to make decisions and to validate that decision on your own. Just be content with it. Not everything needs to be shared. You can keep things to yourself. And I promise you, the more you do it, the easier it gets, the more confident you will feel, the more sure of yourself you will feel, and the more you will actually know who you are and what you bring to the table and what your purpose in life is. Because how can you know all those things if you're constantly seeking the validations of other people, if you're continually only following the values, beliefs, opinions, etc., of other people? Like, wouldn't it be awesome to be able to state your own opinion on something in a conversation, to debate back and forth with someone, to have a different opinion to them, to be able to have points to stand behind that opinion? I don't know. I think that's pretty cool. I think that's pretty hot. I don't know. I think it's almost fun. If we're speaking on dating terms, if you're discussing something on a date or with the person you are seeing, and to not just agree with what they're saying, like obviously if you agree, you agree, but you're allowed to have your own opinions. You're allowed to have your own values, expectations. You're allowed to set your boundaries. I think it's hot. I think it's really hot. I don't know. I think that's a really attractive trait for someone to have. Like, I don't know. I love when my friends and the people I surround myself with and the people who I choose to see in a romantic context have their own opinions, their own values, their own perspectives on things. They have something to add to the conversation. They're not just like they're agreeing with whatever I'm saying or whatever the next person is saying. I hoped that this episode was helpful. I hope it was eye-opening. I hope that if you do feel that you struggle with people-pleasing, that maybe this gave you some little tips. Maybe it gave you an idea to speak with your therapist, or if you want to reach out to someone and talk to them about this, I hope it did that for you. My DMs are always open, and I'm always happy to chat with you guys. I love chatting with you guys. If you liked this episode of Morning Ray, I would love if you could leave a rating and or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, as that is how you can help support the pod. I love always reading the reviews. I read every single one. I also love seeing when you guys tag me on Instagram stories or in the reels, TikToks, whatever it is. I love seeing that. So keep doing that. I love you guys so much, and we'll chat soon. Bye, guys.